Today's guest is currently Sean Filson, who is the manager of Minio's Pizza. Here, our guest, he is wearing a black and gold hat, so that is going for us.
Good evening, everybody.
Miles Jack is expected to be our guest, and last I heard, he was indeed going to be our guest.
Traffic's a little tough right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is raining, right? And we have had that trouble before. Larry Ogunjobi had to drive through some yucky weather. Arthur Millette was a little late, so we'll just bank on that happening.
28's a mess right now.
Sean, how long have you been a Steelers fan?
Born in 82.
So, okay, and I know that you go to every game. Do you yourself own season tickets?
I do not.
Oh.
I do not.
Have you ever put yourself on the season ticket wait list?
I did not. I found it much easier to just purchase per game.
Oh, all right.
I call myself a season ticket holder by game.
I see. Well, hopefully, if you need any of ours, we do have them. You know, our children's college education is in those tickets. So is this vitally important to you that your son grow up to be a Steelers fan?
I'd like to let him make his own decision. I may push him in the direction that he needs to go to be a Steelers fan, yes. But again, I know Nico is a Buffalo Bills fan.
That's true, and that is my 7-year-old son. It's interesting because we were just in Miami 2 weeks ago. I was on the sideline of the Dolphins game, and we went to visit our dear friend Al Villanueva, who, of course, played his career, the majority of his career for the Steelers. He was with the Eagles briefly. He was with the Steelers and closed things out with the Ravens. But his 6-year-old son, Cruz, is a Dolphins fan because he lives in Miami, and that's what all the kids root for. And Al was fine with that, but he had a major issue with Nico being a Bills fan.
Well, Nico and I like to argue about what's going to happen with the Bills every week, and I like to tell him they're going to lose. At the end of the day, I'm going to push Cameron into being a Steeler fan.
That's just the brainwashing at home.
Yeah,
it will be,
yes. I know his grandfather, both grandfathers, will definitely push him into being a Steeler fan.
Well,
and they're already on their way to that.
So. Nico's father is certainly trying to get that going on. I will say this, for Steelers fans, this was certainly a much better outing, an exciting outing, largely because of the way the defense played, which
two
if
wins
Miles
in a row.
Jack were here,
so
we'd like to talk about
two
it.
Two wins in a row and the possibility of playing a backup quarterback with the Ravens this week at home. First time we're favorites in Heinz Field in a few weeks. So there's some promise to try and get back to a respectable level.
All right, I need to tell you, I'm pretty excited because Miles Jack is only 3 minutes away, apparently. No offense to you, Sean, but he's apparently really, really funny.
I'm looking forward to meeting Miles
I'm
Jack.
I'm not sure that you're that funny.
I'm getting kicked off from Miles
well, yeah,
Jack,
I mean,
but
obviously,
let's be honest, we're on a great start here.
Yeah, but for Miles Jack,
I mean, gosh,
he's supposed to be really funny. That's what I hear. And so I'm very excited to kind of have that conversation.
We're going to test Miles Jack's pizza-making skills, too.
We'll see. I mean, he has to be better than poor Zach Gentry.
I think he's here now. I just saw a nice vehicle pull in.
Did you really?
I did.
Well, we're not going to out him for that.
No.
Have you enjoyed watching Miles Jack in the middle?
I think it was a Hyundai.
Have you enjoyed watching Miles Jack in the middle?
I have. You know, in the last few games, he's almost got double-digit tackles.
Miles Jack played a different position in high school and college. Do you know what that other position was?
Was he a safety?
No.
Then I cannot answer that correctly.
Do you guys know? Can you guess? A receiver?
Fullback.
He's like skinny enough to have been a receiver? Guess again. Gosh, guys, come on now. Miles Jack was allegedly a superstar running back. He even played running back at UCLA. So we're going to have to see if he's lobbied Mike Tomlin at all for any plays.
I am curious to question Miles Jack as to his game planning for the 2017 playoff game.
You want to relive that?
I do want to relive that. Because
what were they called? Saxonville. Remember
two
that?
Times. First time in, well, the, Jacksonville was the first team, I believe, in the history of Heinz Field to come in and win two games against the Steelers. First game, regular season, and in the playoffs.
Are you just saying stuff, or is that really actually true?
I want to say 2009, they came in and beat the Steelers with David Garrard.
You know what I remember that game? I remember Mike Tomlin going on Sunday Night Football's doing an interview and talking about facing the Patriots twice. I remember Mike Mitchell yelling into that locker room.
Mike Mitchell missed a huge tackle.
I remember A.J. Boye being incredibly upset afterwards because he felt he could have played better. That was Jalen Ramsey and Boye, right, on that team?
That was the 17 team.
Right.
But in 2009, David Garrard came in and the Steelers.
I'm too young for
Blake Bortles beat the Steelers in 17.
This is like when people talk about the Steelers in the 70s.
It's such a painful, painful moment.
I'm sorry that there's such... I mean, I really do feel right now there is a lot more... It's funny because Steelers fans, players, will never want to talk about this piece of it because a player goes out there every single week expecting to win, wanting to win. Who cares about next year? Because you never know that there's a next year, right? Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee. There's not even... I mean, I was talking to someone this week who said, I can't even promise that there's a next week. So you never know what happens in this profession. You never know what happens week to week. But... it's funny how you talk to Steelers fans now who are sort of like, if this team isn't going to put on an amazing run and get hot in the playoffs, isn't built to do that, then middling is not fun anymore.
Let's think back to the three games that they lost at home. Cincinnati, New England, and the Jets, all by one possession. Take those games and put a win to them, you're 8-4. Instead of 5-7, and you're considered, well, you're tied for the division lead. Who knows where you're going to go from there on out? And now you're fighting for a playoff spot, but the wild card you lose tiebreakers to. You have a clear path. You control your own destiny. So.
I guess I feel like we should take calls. You know, how about the Titans firing John Robinson? He trades A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown has a monster game against his old team, which what would you expect? And then, I don't know, we keep watching the door as it opens up, and I don't even know if the smart move here is to take an early break as we wait for Miles to come in. Please stick with us. Please stick with us because Miles Jack is indeed on his way. He has just called that he is on his way. And so why don't we do this? We'll take an early break in the hour. And, of course, at 93.7 The Fan, Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Or you can, of course, visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Send us your questions for when Miles Jack is here because he's going to be here. We're going to tell him that he better be funny. And after the break, we'll be back with Miles Jack live from Mineo's Pizza House in Allison Park. 93.7 The Fan. With Miles Jack here live at Mineo's Pizza House in Allison Park. And I told Miles he has to be funny. And now that you're late, you have to be extra funny, Miles.
Yeah, I got to make up. I apologize for that.
So I was told to ask you, how many interceptions did you drop today?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's an ongoing joke.
Is that a terrible way to start an interview?
I guess so. Yeah, I probably dropped three on the way up here, honestly.
Oh. Do they really rip you for this?
It's a pretty, some people would describe it as toxic in that locker room sometimes, but yeah, it gets crazy. There's no punches pulled at all in there.
But I've also told that you really love this locker room.
Absolutely, yeah. It's fun being in the Steelers locker room. Everything, the way they run the organization, but just the people that's in the locker room is every day. Even if you're having a bad day, you can't afford to have a bad day because somebody's going to say something funny that's just going to get you in the mood. So.
Okay, so you locker by Najee.
Najee, yeah.
And by Pickens? Is Pickens by you or Devin?
Pickens is by me. Devin is kind of in the corner. It's like an L shape, so it's hard to explain.
Wait, what part of the locker room are you in?
I'm like right in that corner right next to Najee. So
I walk in and I make a left?
You're going to walk in, yeah.
So
tight
TJ
left,
is
yeah.
over there.
TJ,
oh,
yeah.
You were by like AB used to be. AB
really?
And Vince Williams.
Okay, yeah, so I'm
we gotta talk about
a nice spot then. Okay.
Yeah. Do you get two lockers or one?
I got one, yeah. I'm not there yet. Najee's got the two.
Najee already has two?
Yeah, he's got the corner suite over there. So yeah.
2 years in?
Hey, that's what happens when you're the man.
Okay, so who talks the most trash in the Steelers locker room?
Oh, it just depends on the day, honestly. You'll be surprised. It could start off with Devin. It could start off with KZ. it could go anywhere, man. It's nonstop. You could be minding your business and the punter will say something to you. Like, it could get crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but who are the more creative trash talkers? Like, who's going to give you something that you want to be mad, but you just end up laughing?
Probably Terrell Edmonds. He's got he's the one where I kind of like, I'll say something to him, but he's somebody that's got a limited ammo, so I kind of leave him alone because it'll be a long day.
You do know. Okay, so you know, right, that his brother is a first-round pick of the Bills.
Right, right.
And you know that his other brother, Trey, played with the Steelers for a while,
right.
The Saints for a while. You know that his dad was an NFL player.
Correct.
Do you know who the best athlete in that family is?
Who?
His mom.
Really?
Heck yeah.
See, I didn't know
that. He's never talked about his mom?
Never. I'm going to have to, yeah.
Ask him who ran him and his brothers through drills in high school.
Really?
It was his mama.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you go ahead and you ask Mike Tomlin who he's more afraid of, the NFL playing dad or his mom.
Okay. I know the answer to that then.
Although, speaking of funny, did you see that video of Mike Tomlin talking to the fan?
When he snapped on him, yeah.
Okay, so Mike Tomlin, all right, so anybody who missed it, Google it, but there's a fan at halftime in Atlanta who says, "Hey, what's up, Mike Tomlin?" And Mike Tomlin says, profanely,
yeah,
"I'm working."
He snapped, yeah.
And said he's working, and Dino, his son, quote tweeted it. Oh, so the guy said, like, I guess don't bother Mike Tomlin when he's working.
Absolutely.
And Dino said, I've learned that the hard way. The intensity
definitely.
On Mike Tomlin, like when he dials it down. You ever see him dial it down?
He's definitely like that. He's got a great grasp on when to get serious and when to kind of let the players kind of run things. But yeah, when he dials it down, he's got some jokes on him himself. So
you think he talks trash?
He talks a lot of trash all practice long.
He does like to talk trash,
yeah.
Actually. But why does nobody trash talk him back? That's what I don't get.
That's got to be a tough trash. He's got some stuff to where it's kind of like from the 90s that you can't really, you got to figure out what he just said to you, and by then it's too late.
It's too late,
yeah,
to go back to that. All right, so who is somebody in the locker room, mm-hmm, that you'd never met before that was different than what you expected when you finally started playing with him?
I would say a lot of people, but I just kind of go with Devin just because I'm working with him so closely. Obviously, once I got to know Devin, he is really funny. I think Devin's just kind of misunderstood, but he is super, super funny, and he's nonstop, just nonstop jokes. It's really fun playing with Devin. Just even during the game, Devin will say some funny stuff. I'm gonna be like, Devin, it's serious right now, but. We go back and forth. It's
you
funny.
Do know, though, that that boy was born, that young man was born to play in the NFL.
That's, yeah,
and
I'm,
that
I'm
his daddy put
out
a playbook in his crib before he had a rattle in his crib.
He tells me stories how he was learning defenses as like a middle schooler, and I was like, man, yeah, you're supposed to be here.
I still remember his opening press conference when, mm-hmm, he was drafted.
Okay.
And the Steelers traded up for him.
Okay.
And Kevin Colbert, who was the old GM, had traded. Did Kevin sign you or did Omar sign you?
Omar did.
Okay. So, mm-hmm, Kevin had
retired. It might have been a big mixture of both. I think Kevin was on his way out, but Omar was kind of,
but
yeah.
So you know Kevin.
Right.
You've met
correct.
Him.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Kevin, in his entire career, 20-something years as the Steelers GM,
okay,
had only traded up twice before in the
really?
First round of the draft. One was for Troy Polamalu,
okay,
who's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And the second was for Santonio Holmes, who was a Super Bowl MVP.
Wow.
So I say to Devin at his opening press conference here, mm, in Pittsburgh, hey, Dev. I didn't say, hey, Dev. I said, hi, Devin. I didn't know him yet. And I said, you know, Kevin Colbert has only traded up twice before. Mm. These are the two guys, Super Bowl MVP, Hall of Famer. Does that put extra pressure on you? And you know what he says?
I know he says something crazy.
No, not crazy.
Really?
He says, no, because I expect to be both of those things.
That's real.
And that day, I was just like, I like this
That's
kid.
Devin, though. That's how he is. Like, he's never under pressure. He almost doesn't acknowledge that it's there. He's just like, let's do it.
And that was the magic of it, Miles. Like, mm, it wasn't arrogant.
Right.
It was, this is the standard I'm holding myself to.
No.
And you're right. I think in the last few years, there's kind of been a perception of, mm, who he is.
Correct.
And I think, unfortunately, a lot of athletes sometimes fall into that, right? Like,
correct,
it's almost like your back goes up.
Right, right.
Like, they're already talking bad about me, so instead of trying to say, hey, you've got this wrong.
Right.
Which, you know,
it's
let's
tough.
Let his play do the talking.
No, it's definitely tough, but if you knew Devin, like, it'll be Thursday, and it'll be quiet, Coach Flo will be coaching, and all of a sudden he'll just blurt out, man, I'm just ready to play. Like, I'm tired of all this, man. I'm tired of all the game plan, and let's just play right now, so Devin's always ready to go. He's just all about ball, to be honest with you.
Okay, so tell me something about playing with him that the average fan doesn't realize, right? Because we all sit here, fans sit here, and they're like, oh, this guy missed this or this guy. But you don't know what a missed assignment is.
Exactly.
So why is he better than maybe we recognize or acknowledge?
Devin has an intelligence on the field, or just a football IQ, that I think a lot of people don't typically understand. Like, I've been playing for 7 years. I think this is fourth or fifth year. And he'll say stuff to me on the field that I didn't even process yet. And I look over and I'm like, you're right, I'm going to look out for that. So, no, he's very smart, very intelligent. Football means everything to him. And he's ready to go by Thursday, literally. Like, he's tired of all the game planning and everything else. He just wants to play football.
Wants to go and play and hit somebody.
Exactly,
I know that feeling.
Exactly, that's it.
Do you – okay, so have you played outside and inside?
Yes.
And you played in a 4-3 and a 3-4.
Correct.
Okay, so tell us what you like about any and all of it.
Outside, inside. Outside, it's a lot of setting edges. When I was in Jacksonville, it was mostly like a curl flat drop where you were just rushing off the edge, kind of similar to like a typical 3-4. And then the 4-3, you just got three linebackers in there. You guys are all just kind of going. So all three spots are kind of interchangeable in my mind. I played all of them, so it just depends on what defense you're in and what scheme you're in. It's hard to explain. I'd have to, like, break it down for hours, but it's
all fun.
As long as I'm playing.
Just like Devin.
Yeah.
I'm a football junkie.
Yeah.
I will tell you that.
No, we could definitely come back for a part two and do that.
when I'm not late.
Let me get her on time.
When you're not so sleepy.
Exactly.
Well, you did have a great game, and you did have a late flight, and, you know, the whole, like,
no,
spiel to
you.
All of that. So we'll forgive that.
Thank you.
But that prompts another question for me. If there were a running back in the National Football League who ran like Miles Jack ran at UCLA or in high school, were you successful as a running back at UCLA?
I did okay at UCLA, yeah. I kind of split time between that, and I was really just trying to go first round. So whatever they told me to do, I was going to do it. That was the college me.
Oh, so there wasn't one that you liked more than the other?
Between offense and defense? Or
yeah, like in your heart of hearts.
I love hitting more than being hit. So offense,
I tell my kid that every day. He wants to be a quarterback, and I say, you are much better off hitting somebody than being chased by 11 crazy guys.
The way they playing these quarterbacks, though, you might want to, you know what I mean, just think about it.
Okay, so you definitely did like linebacker more than running back.
1,000%.
But what was your style? Were you a scat back? Were you a downhill Derrick Henry?
I was kind of more like a one cut, as long as I get 3 yards, then I would do whatever I want after that. So my goal
three
is just to get down. Exactly. That's
so you were
it.
Decisive.
Yeah, very decisive. I was running scared. I didn't want nobody to really tackle me, so I was just getting straight north and south.
You know who I think is the most – are you a football fan?
Like, I love football, yeah.
Oh, so you'll watch games.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. I'll stay up late past my bedtime sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're a junkie, that's how it should be.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you – okay, so I love – everybody loves Derrick Henry.
Right.
I love, 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 love Nick Chubb.
He's a very good back.
Go anywhere with Nick Chubb.
Very
but I'll tell you – the young running back right now in the league that I've seen who is maybe the most decisive runner is Damian Pierce, the kid with the Texans.
I like that, actually. He's very north and south.
Him.
Yeah, I've seen a couple highlights of him scoring touchdowns, but I haven't had time to really sit down and break it down.
Okay, so Miles, you got to watch him.
Okay.
He's got this insane contact balance.
Okay.
Like, it is just something to see.
He runs behind his pads and everything.
Oh, yeah, he
does.
That's
always good.
And it never – I mean, it takes like six guys to bring him down.
So he's –
runs through every arm tackle, runs through every first contact.
Kind of like a Cordell Patterson or
– I think he's going to be better.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's so young that
right.
he's reckless.
That's
right?
Perfect. That's what you want.
Yeah, but sometimes part of being a smart back is knowing when to go down, when to run out of bounds, when to not.
Yeah.
Just like being smart, part of being a smart quarterback is knowing when to throw the ball away
True.
And live to see another down.
True. Yeah, you have to learn that, though. That's bumps and bruises.
There's nothing about linebacker, though. A linebacker, you just got to hit.
You just
got
to crash
time.
Out, yeah.
All right, so where's this team right now? Is there a lot of confidence?
There's
couple wins in a row?
We're quietly developing our swagger right now. I think we're really. And I said this earlier to guys because I think when we kind of got our record got a little lopsided, guys were like, are we a bad team? And I was like, no, trust me. I've been on some bad teams. We're not bad. We just have to figure out how to win. And I think closing out these games that we've been closing out, even though they've been tight, it's teaching us how to win in those tough circumstances.
Isn't that what I just said to you when we were talking about your old team,
100%,
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Like it really, and it's funny because I had the Lions earlier this year, the Lions before they faced the Dolphins, and the Lions were in games and had talent, but weren't winning. And so I said to Dan Campbell, is there any way, like, how do you teach guys to close out a game? And you know what he says to me? He says, you know what Bill Parcells used to say about learning how to finish out a game? You learn how to finish out a game by finishing out
right.
a game.
That's the only way.
Like, sometimes you just got to do it.
You got to.
Okay, Dante wants to know, what was the best hit you ever dished out?
Oh, best hit.
Like, if we do the Miles Jack highlight reel.
Best hit. Oh, wow, okay. Let me wake up. I would say the best. I've had some good hits.
All right, so throw us a few.
Let me try
and
think.
Google them right now.
Sorry, yeah. Okay,
let me, this is on the spot. This is a great statement on who Miles Jack is, that he just doesn't have them at his fingertips.
Yeah, I just don't think about myself.
Like, most guys have their
resume. Yeah, a lot of guys are like, I'm so busy watching other guys and seeing what everybody else is doing.
Okay, so when we come back to this one, tell me an inside linebacker that you really love to watch.
Inside
linebacker? Not on your team.
Right now?
Yeah.
I would say Matt Milano. I really enjoy watching him. Like, if we're playing a team, say the Ravens next week, and the Bills that played them, I typically click that one just to see kind of what it should look like or how he played it. I really enjoy it.
What does he do?
He's just so active. He's always around the ball. He's making tackles. He's in coverage. He basically does everything. So that's what you look for.
All right,
what
about growing up in Arizona? Who'd you watch as a kid?
Growing up, I was really a Marshall Faulk fan. So that was kind of back in my running back days. Yeah, so Marshall Faulk was like my everything.
Do you know him?
I've met him a couple times, but yeah, just kind of
here.
He's my
buddy. I can message him.
He's the man. Let him know he's the man.
All right. Well, has that made you help think of a hit that you really liked?
Hit that I really. It's tough because it's fun hitting running backs and hitting those type of guys. But when you hit like fullbacks and linemen, like if you get a real good hit on a lineman, I had one against the Jets where they ran. It was basically just like an off tackle play, and they brought a guard around, and I hit the guard, ran through, and made the play, and that just always feels good because the linemen, they're 6'7", 500 pounds,
over.
Yeah. So to knock one of those over, you can get up and talk a little bit, and yeah, I'm tough, you know what I mean? So.
All right. Well, Catherine W, who is somewhere out here, I think that might be Catherine W. There she is. Wow, her daddy looks just like Ben Roethlisberger, doesn't he? What was your favorite subject in school?
Favorite subject in school? I was a history guy. History was really, really fun. She likes history, too?
She likes history, too.
Great choice.
Good question, Catherine. She's coming for my job is what she's doing right there. All right, we got another one. Well, we don't know the answer to this one.
Okay.
We want to know how many pieces of Minio's pizza can you eat in one sitting? Please tell me you're not like Larry Ogunjobi, who won't eat carbs.
I try not to, but I got time today, so I could definitely
eat
a whole pizza
right
now.
So then Sean Filson is definitely going to bring you Dom's arancini because everybody has eaten Dom's arancini.
Absolutely.
We're bringing some of that, right? Let me tell you, everybody who's had it has said that is their new favorite
meal.
That's
perfect.
Highsmith, Sean packed up Dom's arancini to take home, and Highsmith was eating it out of the takeout container.
I feel like I'll be doing that.
2 sacks the next game.
He did. It was good for him.
I need that then. Whatever Highsmith is eating, I need to eat that as well.
You should get it on Huntley.
I got you. Definitely.
Do we know Lamar is already 100% out? Is that decided?
That's a good question. I don't even.
All right. Sean Filson says he's out. So, okay. Why don't we call Harbaugh in the break? Why don't we take a really quick break? We'll message Harbs and we'll say, hey, what's up with Lamar? Miles wants to know who he's going after. Although I will tell you this. Everybody loves Tyler. Everybody loves Lamar.
Right.
Lamar is an amazing teammate. He's a great guy. He's so easy to like. But everybody really likes the way Tyler prepares,
What
too.
School did he come out again? I think he's a Pac-12 guy, isn't he? Huntley?
Lamar? Oh, I thought you were talking about
Huntley. No, Huntley. I'm sorry.
Huntley, are you going to make me Google right now?
I think he went to...
You know what? We'll have the answer after the break.
Okay.
But if you have the answer, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We will be back live at Minio's Pizza House in Allison Park with the sort of funny... The definitely friendly Miles Jack. Back at Minio's Pizza in Allison Park, where we are waiting for Dom's famous arancini so that Miles can tell us what he thinks about it. Miles just broke the microphone.
I thought something looked wrong.
I don't know if that's going to – this is kind of one of those things well, you are a linebacker. That is what we expect, right? Okay, so let's talk about the Ravens a little bit. Is that okay if we talk about –
Absolutely.
We haven't gotten to know you at all, Miles. We don't know what you do in your spare time. We don't know if you play video games or – do you mow your own lawn?
No, I don't mow my own lawn. No, no, no.
Then why would you buy a house? Do you plant flowers?
You kind of, yeah, the utilities come in with everything, so they kind of take care of that. But, yeah, I plant and stuff in my house down in Florida, not here, though. But, yeah, I get into a little gardening.
Do you really?
If you guys are in the mood to talk about that type of stuff. But, yeah, I plant, like, citrus trees and everything like that.
Really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's certainly interesting. Have you ever shoveled snow? Have you seen snow?
I've never seen it stick, so that's what I'm kind of nervous about.
But it's stuck in November for us here in Pittsburgh.
A little bit, but they said it gets like Narnia around here, so what I'm
waiting on. You've never been in real snow.
Never been in real snow.
You grew up in Arizona.
Right.
You went to college in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You played in Jacksonville.
Yeah, so it's kind of been all sunshine for me. It's been sweet. So,
do you like playing in the cold?
It's actually growing on me. The 30s is kind of my limit. So I'm good at the 30s, but when it hits the 20s, those roaring 20s, that's when I get a little shaky. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait until you're, you know, on Lake Erie in.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get there, but no.
All right, let's move on to Baltimore. Baltimore, who you have at home. I'll check the weather while we're looking at that.
Got you.
Are you into your film study yet, or not until tomorrow?
I'm taking a look at their run game a little bit, but you can't really get into it until tomorrow morning once the coaches kind of dial up what they're thinking and how they want to
take. You know, so I've lived in this world, but I've never asked anybody to kind of lay it out for our listeners.
Okay.
Tell us, what's a Wednesday like? I mean, you're not just a guy who gets all the glory on Sunday. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
Right.
So tell me what time you're in on a Wednesday.
So a Wednesday typically means it starts at 7:30. Coach Flores will kind of bring us in. We'll get an idea of what the play
Coach
sheet
Brian
is.
Coach Brian Flores.
Coach Brian Flores.
And that's because he's really working with the linebackers.
Right, right, right. So he gets us right. He lets us know what we're thinking, how we're going to attack the run game. 7:30, then at 8 o'clock, you have the run game.
In half an hour, he tells you all of that?
Half an hour, he kind of gives you an overview of everything. 8 o'clock, we have the run game meeting. So that's before team meeting and everything. So that's the whole defense in there. We're looking at the run game, how we're going to fit things. 8:30 is a team meeting. That's when Coach Tomlin talks. And then we kind of just go through the day where we get back together as a group, figure things out, go out to practice, execute it, then come back in. If you had a good day, it's good. If you're messing stuff up, Coach Flores is going to get you right. So, yeah, it's fun.
Okay, let's talk about that 8:30 team meeting.
Mm.
Does Mike Tomlin do the word salad thing?
No, what's the word salad? Yeah.
Where he uses lots and lots and lots of words.
He's very particular and he's very direct on what he wants to get done for the day. So each day we'll kind of have a theme. We try to construct a good day, and each day is a certain theme and what we're trying to get done. And he makes it very, very clear on what it should look like for that day.
Who's the guy that Brian Flores, all season long, we're looking at week 14 now, who's the guy that Brian Flores was most sort of red alert on? Like, you guys really need to be cued in on this guy.
I would say every week he puts an emphasis on somebody, but for the most part, I would say Nick Chubb is kind of the one where he was like, guys, we got action. You know what I mean? Like, we gotta show up this week. A lot of it is on us, so... I'd say, like you said, Nick Chubb is a hell of a back. He's really, really good. And Coach Flores, he knows when we're playing one of those guys. He puts a big emphasis on it. Like, hey, don't get put on ESPN this week. You know what I mean? So,
that's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Right.
Although I have a great story for you.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry Hughes.
Right.
Used to play for Buffalo, now plays for Houston. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to him last week because Houston's playing the Browns. Jerry Hughes is talking about Nick Chubb and how great he is and blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah. And then he tells me, he's his fantasy running back.
Really?
And he's talking about what a point machine he's been and how much he loves him.
Oh, wow.
But then he said he had to sit him on the bench this week.
You got to sit him. Yeah, I was about to say, you can't root for him when you're playing against him.
And then he said, thank goodness it's not the playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you play fantasy football?
No, I don't, but I know a lot of people that are heavy into it, so I always hear the chatter and the noise.
I feel like it's better to be a defensive player because if I were an offensive player and someone was talking to me about being on their fantasy team,
it would be insane. Yeah.
I would tell them to go.
All receivers
take
get.
It.
Yeah, they talk about it. It's funny hearing them talk about, like, oh, the fantasy people and they're tweeting me this and that and that. It's like, man, go. go live your life. You know what I mean?
Seriously. Agreed. Okay. So, Mike Tomlin, what's the craziest thing all season he's ever said? Or what's the most, not craziest, but like sit up, the entire team sat up when Mike Tomlin said...
I'm so mad I just took a nap because I literally, every team meeting, he says something that is like a light bulb goes off and I'll write it in the corner. I want to say it verbatim, articulated.
I love that you say that because that's the book that I want to write.
Yeah.
And Mike will never do it with me, okay. But I want to write the book of Tomlinisms.
He says some things that I'm like, where did you learn this from? You know what I mean? It's amazing. Like
as he, a beautiful Dom's Arancini balls come in front of you. Okay, let's go back to the Ravens while you dig in.
Yeah, I don't want to be smacking in the mic.
That's okay. I mean, then that just is a great advertisement for Minio's Pizza. It's that true. The Arancini is that delicious that, I mean, you should be eating it hot, so feel good about that.
Gotcha.
All right, so we look at the Ravens, and obviously, even though Sean Filson, the manager here at Minio's Pizza House in Allison Park, has said that he believes Lamar is not playing. Outside of Lamar, when you look at what that offense does, because it is Tyler Huntley's job to manage that offense, to run that offense, as it is. The offense doesn't change. What's so different when you think about the Ravens matching up against what the Steelers do? Because it's all about matchups, right?
Right.
Like somebody just asked me today, why have the Browns won 6 in a row against the Bengals?
Mm-hmm.
It's about matchups.
It's about
like
matchups.
It's a good matchup.
Correct.
So when you look at the Ravens, what's the tough part of this matchup?
I would say the tough part is typically – in the run game, it's 10 on 11. You know what I mean? Like, normally it's the quarterback handing it off, so it's their 10 versus our 11. When they get that quarterback involved, it's 11 on 11. So they could false pull one way, fake it to the running back. You're thinking it's going this way. The whole time, the quarterback has the ball, now he's running down the sideline. So it's a lot of people playing their responsibilities, not getting nosy, not trying to make a play on the other side of the field, which you're not going to make. You just have to do your job.
That's what they always tell us. This is why I hate cliches. Do your 111. This is what Doug Peterson told his team this year. Build your part of the wall.
You have to. As simple and as repetitive as it is, that's the most important thing. If you can get all 11 guys on the same accord, it's a beautiful thing. But, I mean, even a relationship, trying to get two people to do the right thing is tough. So getting all 11 guys is, yeah.
All right, so what about the matchup do you really like? What are the Steelers do you feel like this is a plus in our side?
I think it's a physical matchup, and I think that's something that we really, really look forward to. It's just a physical slugfest. Okay, you're 11 versus all 11, win your one-on-ones, and get to the football. That's it's nothing like that. Football in December when it's cold and – It's like what you grew up watching the NFL Network on the NFL film, so it's fun to be a part of.
All right, who's a teammate that you love but you don't want to cross or disappoint?
I would say Larry O, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, Larry, that's my guy. That's my guy. He's somebody that, like, if you're slacking, he'll let you know, but if you're doing what you're supposed to do, he'll let you know too. But he's very good people. Like, he's almost like a brother to me.
See, and I feel like TJ. Like, I don't want TJ mad at me.
TJ, yeah.
TJ can ice you.
TJ will snap. He normally keeps it cool during the week. On Sunday, though, he's a different person. Like, I'll look at Dev and I'll be like, Dev, is this how you always act? And he's like, no, on Sunday, he's TJ. Like, during the week, he's Trent. But on Sunday, he's TJ. I'm like, okay.
Trent? Nobody calls him Trent, do they?
They do when they try to mess with him, yeah.
Can you mess with TJ?
I leave him alone.
That's probably a little bit safer. All right. If you were in a real pickle, I don't know, you had a flat tire or you needed to be bailed out, who's the guy you're calling?
Robert Spillane, for sure. Yeah, that's the do-all, do-everything guy, 100%. I know I could count on him.
All right. If you need someone to babysit your kids, who are you calling?
Babysit my kids. Probably Dev, because he's got his youngins now. I mean, I don't have any kids, but if I was, I'd trust Dev to watch my kids for sure.
Oh, my God. You don't pick Cam? Cam's like a grandpa.
Cam, I don't know, though. He might have the kids doing, like, card games and stuff. Like, I want my kids playing video games, and you know what I mean?
Cam's kids are probably already doing their SAT prep.
Exactly. They're probably playing chess over there and doing some other stuff. Like, my kids are going to be a little,
a little bit easier.
Exactly.
Clearly. All right, who's the team? Is the whole AFC North thing, is that like, do you already get it?
It's real. It is real.
So even though you're only a few weeks in, you get it.
It's real. No, I thought it was like a hype or a hoopla and they're just like a marketing scheme. No, it's The AFC North is a bloodbath.
You don't
to
have
say
that
the
in
league.
The AFC South?
AFC South is kind of like, you know, the Titans are going to do what they typically do. The Colts, it'll really be like the Titans and the Colts, and the Jags and Houston will kind of be scrabbling it out for the third spot. But the AFC North is like everybody
That's
can beat
changing,
everybody.
My friend, by
it
the
is.
Way.
That's true.
Okay,
just
let
my
me tell
experience.
You. Yes, yeah. I know. But let me tell you, the Jags have a lot of talent. I love Doug Peterson.
I agree.
I do think that that's
what
changing.
They're doing. They're going to be good. And especially once Trevor's going to be really, really good. Like, I've seen him do some amazing things. He's a generation
of
talent.
You know what's so crazy about this, Miles? I think so much of playing is about more than just what you give on the field.
True.
And Trevor is a guy that's never had to be the guy.
Right.
Because he's never lost.
Right, that's true.
So he's never had to be the quarterback that's like a T.J. Watt yelling at his teammates.
That's true.
He's never had to be the guy to motivate people.
That's true. But
so
he
can
has,
you figure out
he
how to
He has
do
that
it?
In him, though. He has that in him.
You think? Because Travis Etienne was saying he doesn't know if he has enough nasty in him.
Trevor is an easygoing guy, but when – can we cuss on here? No. When stuff gets real – Trevor's going.
I don't know about the FCC rules for the radio. Okay, wait. What about Kenny? Let's talk about yours.
Kenny.
Now,
Kenny.
You saw a ton of him.
Right.
Because he was running third team.
Right. No, Kenny.
Right? So you did face him a lot.
He learned really fast, yeah. Going against him, like, in 7-on-7, even throughout, just kind of like training camp and everything, watching him figure out how defense to operate and looking at safety, seeing what we're doing on defense and then attacking that. Kenny grew up really, really fast. Like, it was kind of crazy to see how fast he picked things up and now kind of see where he's at now.
Is it weird when a rookie takes the leadership role, or do you feel like it's inherent in that position?
Nah, in that position you have to. Even if you're not a natural leader and you don't want to give a pregame speech every time, we want to hear that voice. I don't care who you are. So.
Is he giving a pregame speech every week?
It's normally TJ or Cam, but I could see him dropping one pretty soon.
Wait, TJ or Cam to the whole entire team?
Yeah, they go crazy.
Offense and defense?
Yeah, they go crazy, yeah.
Who gives a better one, Cam or TJ?
Cam is more articulate. TJ is like a mosh pit Metallica, like let's go. Like, if you're not ready to go out there, do not lead his locker room. You know what I mean? So both work. Both have different strategies, but both work.
How do you think they decide which one's doing it?
It's literally like Coach T is like, bring it up. He leaves, and then whoever races to the front first and says something, which I'd say like 8 times out of 10 is TJ. He'll get up there and he'll
fight Cam for
he
it.
He gives me right, yeah. TJ gives me right.
I love it. All right, Miles Jack, this was so much
now,
fun.
Thank you
so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that the weather was not fun and you drove through all of that.
No, thank you. Now we have to do this again, and I need to get her on time and be a little bit more punctual.
Okay,
so
well, we're
going to
hold you. Let
that.
Me tell you that Arthur Mollett came out and said he had so much fun that he was going to come back out.
We might have to do like a featuring, you know what I mean? Maybe all two of us get up here.
I'll hold you to it, Miles.
Let's do
because,
it.
Because, hey, we've had so much fun.
Let's
and
do it.
It is 6:59, which is always a good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia.